You're listening to part two, episode two of A Woman's Guide to Money, Relationships, and the Law in Ontario. In this section, we'll go over ways you can protect yourself from economic abuse. You can maintain control of your finances and limit how economic abuse affects you by keeping your money and debt separate from your partner's and placing important financial and legal documents in a safe spot away from your home, for instance, with a trusted friend or family member, or locked in a secure place like a safe. You can also email important documents to yourself or upload them to a website. Things to include are bank statements, bills, deeds for any property you own, medical records, birth certificates, marriage certificates, passports, and social insurance cards. You also need to protect your finances if and when you leave an abusive relationship. Remember to take your name off any joint accounts you have with your partner and to change the PIN and passwords on all of your accounts. Women who decide to leave abusive partners often don't have much money and may not have much credit. This can make it difficult to find a place to live or pay for food, clothing, and other necessities. Since this is a common problem, there are funds set up to help women leaving abusive partners. If you think you're being economically abused, contact the Assaulted Women's Helpline for confidential support and to find help near you. The toll-free number across Ontario is 1-866-863-0511. If you're in this situation, you should also talk to a lawyer about how to finalize the financial details of your separation. For help finding one, visit our website at www.nawl.ca/money and click on the tab labeled Where to Get Help When You Need It.